The second case is a 71-year-old male with a history of microsatellite stable, RAS RAF wild type, and HER2 non-amplified metastatic sigmoid cancer, so left-sided colon cancer, with disease involving the liver and the lymph nodes. Failed first-line FOLFIRI bevacizumab. We started the patient on FOLFIRI panitumumab in December. Great response, had a grade 1 acneiform rash, a significant PR, and the CA almost normalized. Early April 2020, the patient started complaining of his usual allergy symptoms for the season and started self-medicating with cetirizine. Within a few days, he developed severe myalgias and arthralgias, fever chills, shortness of breath, dry cough, called us. We directed him to the ER. We were very concerned, of course, given the COVID situation. The patient was admitted with mild hypoxia, was actually placed on oxygen, and was shown, I'll show you in the next slide, a pneumonia with radiographic characteristic for SARS-CoV-2. The patient was admitted with proper isolation, ended up actually testing positive for the virus by PCR. His situation deteriorated very quickly. Within 48 hours, his clinical status was worse, and he was transferred to the ICU for high-flow oxygen and closer observation. We're very close to intubating the patient. Fortunately, we didn't end up in that predicament. The patient was placed on one of the clinical trials with the SARS-CoV-2 specific neutralizing antibodies. Within 72 hours, the patient's oxygen requirement resolved and he was afebrile. Just to be very clear, this was a randomized study versus placebo, so we have no idea whether it was the antibody or effectively just the patient improved on his own. He was discharged home 2 days later. During his stay, he lost 10 pounds. And again, interestingly, lost his ability to smell or taste. He was retested by PCR 2 weeks following discharge and was negative for SARS-CoV-2. We didn't decide to restart his treatment. We asked for him to have his scans repeated locally. He lives about 40 minutes from the clinic, and he visited by video with me. His scan showed continuous response, so he had just absolutely fantastic response to the treatment. So the decision was to continue holding off treatment. Given the palliative intent of therapy, I didn't think we need to continue at that point of time. I will keep close observation. I'll see him back in August with restaging scans and a televisit. And this is a picture of his scans and how they appeared when he was admitted. And this is very characteristic of COVID infections. You see this patchy work of ground glass opacities and some nodular pieces to it. And this is very characteristic scans that describes the infection with SARS-CoV-2 in the setting, of course, of the clinical setting of rapid deterioration, high flow oxygen requirements, and a high fever and a cough.